What's up, Carl? What happened?
I'm just listening to what the announcer was saying about Tua.
What did they say about him? Update us, enlighten us.
He just said that he will be able to make the trip back to Miami.
I bet he isn't.
No, he said he will. So that's good.
Yeah.
Oh my
Well,
gosh.
if you guys saw it tonight or yesterday or whenever you guys don't listen to this podcast, Tua unfortunately suffered a really bad injury in the game against the Bengals. He got sacked, got kind of knocked on his head pretty hard. And if you saw his game last week against the Buffalo Bills, he looked like he was stumbling. He looked like a drunk person trying to do a field sobriety test. That guy could not walk straight. It was bad. And prayers up for him. Hopefully things get better for Tua, but it ain't looking good. It ain't looking good for him, Carlin.
For real?
Yeah, I mean, did you see the impact? Did you
Yeah,
see his hands?
it was bad.
Like he lifted his hands and like they just freaking froze. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I hear Al Michaels in the background.
Let me turn it
Oh
down.
no, you're all good. But yeah,
Thanks a lot.
Carlin. I unfortunately, I hope Tua gets better, but I had him going in three fantasy leagues, so I'm screwed. And now I got decisions to make with Waddle too, because seems like if Tua's not there, Waddle's not going to produce. Because I remember when Brissett was there, Waddle wasn't really doing all that good, wasn't
Yeah,
doing all that well.
wasn't.
But I mean, with Bridgewater, he loves the short passes, and you guys are worried about Tua's arm. Bridgewater's arm ain't better. Bridgewater was like the most accurate guy when he was with the Vikings, but that's because he was averaging like freaking 5 yards a freaking pass. So, I think it was like him and Sam Bradford or something. I don't know. I think the game just ended, didn't it?
Yeah, it, oh shit. Yeah, it did. He threw a pass to Hill and he didn't catch it. So all I needed was Waddle, and there goes my parlay. The boy gets 40 yards in a quarter and can't get me 30 more the whole rest of the game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can kind of, unfortunately, it's because Tua didn't play. Tua didn't play the whole game, or else Waddle would have got that for you. So, what was the final score? 27 to 15? Was that the final?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's a bad score. Yeah, I had the Bengals winning, and I wish I would have had the under. Every time I don't bet, the teams do what I expect them to do. But when I do bet, I don't know. But I had the Bengals tonight. Did you have the Bengals winning tonight?
Yeah, I
No,
thought
no
they were gonna.
hindsight.
No, I thought they were gonna win, but I didn't expect them to cover the spread.
Or what was the spread? 3.5?
Yeah.
They covered the spread pretty easily, I feel like.
Yeah, they
I
did.
don't know. They had 13 in the fourth quarter, so they were trailing. They were trailing entering the fourth.
Wait, nah, they wait, were they? Nah, not wait, were they? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, so had Tua stayed in the game, he might have pulled it out. But I mean, it's hard to say because it's not like Bridgewater played bad aside from that one pick. Vincent, you there? Vincent?
Sorry about that. I clicked on the video to look at something and then it just canceled me out.
Oh, I was wondering if you were ever gonna answer, but I said, I
No.
mean, it's hard to say because not like Waddle played. I mean, not Waddle too. I mean, Bridgewater played that bad aside from that pick, so
Yeah, I haven't been able to really watch the game. I watched some of the first quarter. during my bowling match. My partner, Arnold, he's a Dolphins fan, and he's got that Amazon Prime, so we were able to watch the game a little bit. We won our bowling match tonight, by the way. Anyway,
you bowled a 260.
No, not that high, not today. 217.
Oh, okay.
204, 191. Yeah, I bowled a 240 last week, but
Okay.
Anyway,
took a night off tonight. I feel you.
Yeah, but yeah, man. I had those Bengals winning. Even if Tua was going to be playing the whole game, I just thought, you know, they were at home, and you know, I think this is kind of like the run that they're about to make now, after beating the Jets and the Dolphins, and they come to Baltimore next week. So I'm a little nervous about that game coming up. But you know, they'll be on extra rest too, and we're gonna be in a tight game with Buffalo on this Sunday. So, but Carwin, before tonight, what were your top five teams heading into Week 4?
Ravens, Bills, Eagles, Chiefs, and Miami.
Okay. Mine was Ravens, Bills, Eagles, Dolphins, and Chiefs.
So exact same as mine.
Yeah. Actually, no, I'm sorry. Let's redo that. Ravens. No, let's redo that. I'm going to go Ravens, Chiefs, Miami, Eagles, and Buffalo. I still think Buffalo is the best team in the league.
Oh, you were trying to rearrange your order.
Yeah. In that order.
Oh, you wanted an order? Because I was just naming teams.
From 5 to 1.
If I got to rank them, dang. I guess I'd go
Miami. It's easier to pick five teams, but, like, placing them is the hard part.
All right. I'll put Miami at 5. Then I'd put the Chiefs at 4. No. Miami at 5. Eagles at 4. Chiefs at 3. And
so you got the Ravens at 2?
I don't know if I want to put the Ravens or Bills at 2. Well, I think the Ravens will win, so I guess I got to go Bills and then Ravens.
Well, you think the Ravens are the best team in the NFL right now?
They have to be. I know they're not undefeated, but out of those five teams, I think they would beat all those teams. Like, yeah, they lost to Miami, but I mean, that was kind of fluky. Like, they had no business losing that game.
And then we were up 21 in the fourth quarter. We had no business losing that game.
Yeah, and I think they would beat the Ravens. I mean, not the Ravens. I think they would beat the Eagles, and I think they would beat the Chiefs. So,
I love this team that we have, man. This offense gives me a lot of confidence in them.
And when you have the front runner for MVP, means kind of hard to not put them at the top.
No, that's fair. It's just we had a close call against New England that I wasn't really a big fan of, so. They kind of had a scare with them. We had Mac Jones throwing for 300 yards. Like, how often does he throw for 300 yards? Yeah. Not often. His over under was 241.
Yeah.
That by 80 yards, you know. So yeah, man, it's I'm glad we're 2-1, but I wish I would be much more comfortable answering 3-0. Considering we had to play Buffalo and Cincinnati back to back. Thankfully those two games back to back are at home. So hopefully we take at least one of those games and then we enter Week 6 3-2. Because I really don't think we'll make it at 4-1. I think we'll lose to Buffalo, but I think we'll beat Cincinnati the week after, pending like who's hurt and whatnot. But like that was my preseason prediction. You know, I thought we would lose to Buffalo, but I thought we would beat Cincinnati at home. But I think we'll lose to Cincinnati on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carlin. We'll just kind of make it a quick show. I guess go over a couple things in week two or week three that may have surprised you. What was like your most surprising outcome of week three this past weekend? Sorry to these questions last minute for you, but
No, you're good. Most surprising outcome is Jacksonville, 38-10.
damn it, you stole mine.
Like, I'd already like Jacksonville going into the matchup, but I didn't expect them to win by 28. I thought they would at least cover the 7-point spread that I placed, but I mean, to win by 28, I mean, that's just crazy. It's unacceptable on the Chargers' part, even without Keenan Allen and a hurt-ribbed Herbert. You go out there and you play. If you're hurt like that, we're gonna play like that, then don't play.
Yeah.
Because
And
it's
like
not
the
gonna be any
way,
excuses.
yeah. And like the way they performed against Los Angeles, and like, I kind of think back to when they shut out Jacksonville, or when they shut out Indianapolis, excuse me. Is Jacksonville the real deal? Or are they just off to a really hot start and like they won't be able to maintain it? What do you think?
I think for sure better than last year.
They are. They're much better than last year.
I
I
think
think they already tied their win total from last year, didn't they?
they probably did. But wait, yeah, because I know they beat the
No,
Bills
I think they
and
were
they
at
beat the
four.
Colts, so they might have had three.
They may have beaten the Colts twice that year.
Oh, did they? Because I think they beat Miami
Yeah.
too on a game-winning field goal.
That's right, because I bet against them because they played in London,
Yeah, they
and I bet
did.
on Miami to win.
Yeah, and
Bastard.
I had Jones Jr. that game.
Marvin Jones
Yeah,
Jr.
he
Yeah.
did good too. But yeah, so I think they had four.
Either way,
And
they weren't good.
that goes to show their talent too, because even though they weren't good last year, you beat the Colts, who are still a good team, even though they didn't make the playoffs, beat the Bills, and you beat Miami. So it's not like they beat trash teams.
Yeah,
Oh.
but this year they beat Indy. And
Yeah.
they beat Los Angeles, but you lose to the Commanders.
Right.
It's when they lost to the Commanders first week, I'm like, all right, this is same old Jacksonville. They'll get a top five pick again this year. But they look pretty strong. And the Ravens go there this year, and it's not gonna necessarily be a cakewalk playing against them, I feel.
Yeah, I'll take the over, but
That
yeah,
over under probably be at like 45.5. That's my guess.
I think it'll be 47, but yeah, I mean Jacksonville, I mean, I feel like they've always had the talent, at least offensively. It was just a matter of coaching and just maturity and managing the team better. And Urban Meyer wasn't the right man for that. So Doug Marrone, he has a tenure in the NFL. I think he's respectable as a coach. They brought in some more pieces for Lawrence. Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure, as a matter of fact, all of Lawrence's receivers that he's throwing to right now, with the exception of Jamal Agnew, weren't there last year. So Chenault's gone. Chark Jr. is gone.
Well, Marvin Jones
Oh,
is
yeah,
still
Jones.
there.
Yep, Marvin Jones. So, I mean, you bring in.
Zay Jones wasn't there last year.
Yeah, so you bring in Kirk and Zay Jones, who are his leading pass catchers right now. You bring in Evan Ingram, who can be shaky, but I mean, I think he's an upgrade from Dan Arnold. And then you lost Robinson last year, and you lost TM before the season even started. So I mean, they got the
Robinson.
talent. Yeah, the running back.
Oh, James Robinson.
Yeah. So,
What do you mean
huh?
they lost him?
Towards the end of last year, they lost him.
Oh,
Remember he.
he got injured. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Oh, what was it? Dara Gumbawale running the show out there?
Yes, him and somebody else. But yeah, so. Wait, I think it wasn't Hyde there too?
Carlos Hyde, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, they got the offense, some offensive pieces and improvement there, especially Kirk. I mean, I didn't expect Kirk to do as well as he did, as he's doing right now. Should have drafted him. He's
Yeah,
got,
me
what,
too.
four touchdowns?
Yeah, maybe that's why they gave him all that money. He's playing like
Yeah.
it right now, isn't he?
Right. So, yeah, as far as real deal, it's like if we're talking, I don't think they're a contender, but would I be surprised if they like were a wild card team? No, I think they can be a wild card team, honestly.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they keep winning games in their division. I mean, Houston doesn't scare me. Indianapolis, I mean, maybe they'll figure it out.
And they can beat the Titans. The Titans aren't that good.
And the Titans are not that good. I mean, to me they're not. Granted, they played. Who did they play? They played the Giants. They lost to them, and then they got their butts whooped by the Bills. And then they narrowly beat Oakland or Las Vegas Raiders. But
yeah,
we'll see, man. It's still early in the identify teams. You know, it's hard to give a team an identity after 3 weeks. Because remember when Houston started 0-3 a couple years ago, and they went to the playoffs. Because they
oh,
ended
with
up
Deshaun
winning,
Watson?
Yeah, they ended up winning like 8 in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can't rule anybody out, and you can't crown anybody after 3 weeks.
But yes, that's my take. What's next?
Yeah, man. And then let me just say I'm really disappointed in Sky Moore this week.
Oh, wait, you had ex- I didn't have any expectations for him coming into the season.
No, he dropped a punt, giving the Colts good field position to score a touchdown.
Oh, that's why they lost, because I at least had the money line if they didn't cover.
Oh, yeah, they didn't cover all right.
Yeah, because did you have Chiefs'
Scott
money
Moore,
line too?
I had them and the spread.
Yeah.
Sky Moore, the Chiefs couldn't cover the spread, and Sky Moore couldn't cover a punt.
For real.
The sky's the limit, all right, for Sky Moore. Guy was looking at the sky and couldn't find the ball, I guess.
For real, man.
Yeah. Anyway. We'll make our predictions. Dang, I'm getting texts about Jalen Waddle missing. Did Waddle, what did he finish with? 39 yards?
I needed him to get me 70.
Yeah, I got people hitting me up about Jalen Waddle. And like
they bet on his prop too?
Yeah.
See, it's just, I mean, that stuff is stupid. Ridiculous. Utterly unacceptable. You got Waddle and Hill. Hill's getting on 10 catches, 15 targets, which I understand. But at some point, Hill, those routes he was running, would be good, you know, as a decoy, and you could have thrown it to Waddle. But you're throwing it to Sherfield. Like, who's nobody cares about Sherfield.
Yeah, my friend almost had a same leg or a same game parlay, 225 for Burrow, 40 for Higgins, 40 for Tyreek, 40 for Waddle. Chase Edmonds touchdown, Bengals covering 3.5, Joe Mixon 40 rushing yards, Miami covering 17.5 spread. It'd have been 10. It'd have been 10 for 211.
Yeah,
gotta love parlays. All right, Week 4 predictions, Carlin. We got a London game going on. Saints are technically the home team in this game, but the Vikings are the favorite. They are 2.5 point favorites. I really don't know. I think this is the toughest game to pick this weekend because I'm still trying to figure out what the hell is going on with these two teams. I'm going to give it the Saints just because they're the quote-unquote home team. I think they can turn it around. I think Olave, if Michael Thomas plays, have a good game. I'm hoping Kamara gets 6 touchdowns this week like he did on Christmas Day. A couple years back, you know, ruined my fantasy season, and now he's ruining my fantasy season while being on my team. So that's nice. But yeah, give me the Saints on this one. They're 2.5 point dogs, but I'll take the Saints. I'll go 23-20.
give me. The Vikings, as you said, these two teams, you know, we have yet to conclusively figure out their identities, as Vikings had high expectations coming into the season with the new head coach, and some people had Cousins as their MVP pick, a.k.a. Michael Irvin, but Dalvin Cook, but Dalvin Cook, I thought he wasn't going to play, and I had Madison ready to start, but he logged a full practice, and they took his questionable tag off, so that's good. I needed him.
Damn it. I mean, oh, good for him.
So I got him back. But, I mean, really, I mean, it just comes down to me trusting Kirk Cousins more than Jameis. I don't think that Jameis is going to be able to get it did. I think Kirk and Jefferson have been lacking since week one on a rapport, and I think they get back on track today. I think Dalvin Cook can have a strong outing. Michael Thomas, and also James is going into the game banged up. Michael Thomas is a tad hurt. Olave is looking like your only fully healthy receiver. Jarvis is a little hurts. So I think that the Vikings can take advantage of that and get back to being the team with the talent that we know that they can be. And I see it. White Vikings winning 23-18.
Okay. And if Jameis doesn't play, who's gonna start? Ian Book?
Taysom? Okay. I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know. I mean, but if you got Taysom Hill on your fantasy team, put him in that tight end spot in case he starts at quarterback.
Yeah.
All right, you got the Buffalo Bills coming to Baltimore. Both of these teams are 2-1. Bills are 3-point favorites. I think a lot of money is going to Baltimore this week. Give me the Bills on this one. I think the Bills are going to pay for a lot of bills this week. A lot of pun intended there. And this game getting to the 30s a little bit. I'm going to go with the Bills here. I'm going to go 31-27 Bills.
Yeah, give me the Ravens. I mean, at first glance when I saw this game, I initially – thought to myself it was going to be high scoring, but then I thought about it and I realized that every game that the Bills have played, the game has went under just because of their defense. And with the Bills and Titans game might have went over, but the Bills and Rams game went over. Bills and Rams game went under. Bills and Miami went under, and I thought that was going to go over. So I just at the end of the day, even though the Bills' defense is a tad bit hurt, I think that and on top of the weather, I think. It's not going to be a really low-scoring game, but I think it's going to be under 50s. And give me the Ravens in a close – and Gabriel Davis didn't practice today, so I don't know what's going on with him. I have him, so that's going to not affect them hugely because Isaiah McKenzie stepped up last week. But if you need more than just Diggs to throw to, and Singletary is not it. So and Lamar is playing at an MVP pace right now, seems to be the favorite. And him and Andrews are clicking. You're getting Dobbins back. So I think that they can win this game of 26-21.
All right. The Browns are going to Atlanta. I think the Browns will win this game. They're only 1-point favorites. I just, you know, I've been impressed with what they've done so far this year. They should be 3-0. They blew that game against the Jets. That's a game. If they don't make the playoffs this year, that's a game that they're going to look at and be like, we should have won that game, and we could be in the playoffs right now. I think the Falcons are still trying to figure things out. I don't think Mariota's the quarterback of the future. I just think he's a placeholder right now for Desmond Ridder for the time being. But Mariota's been pretty good this year. I will give him that. Him and Drake London have been playing pretty well together so far. And Pitts. Seems like he came along last week. Still trying to figure things out there. But yeah, even the Brownies on this one. I'm going to go Browns. I'm going to go 24-20 here.
Yeah, I think the Browns, a lot of people, including myself, didn't expect that much from them with the Jacoby Brissett starting and Deshaun Watson being suspended. But he's executing the way he's supposed to while relying on the running game. He's not turning the ball over a lot. He's not going to throw for over 300 yards and 3 touchdowns, but he's doing what he's supposed to, relying on Chubb and Hunt. And Chubb's having a good start to the season. I believe he's top of the league in rushing. So Chubb is having a good year after a slow start week one with Cooper. He and Brissett have started to connect with the sacrifice of Donovan Peoples-Jones, me and Vincent's boy, but, I mean, that's okay.
Man of the Browns. People.
Right. So, And like Vincent said, Falcons, they're not doing terrible, so that's good. But they're not doing great, but they're doing just all right. And Mariota's doing okay. And so they get the franchise quarterback, whether that may be Desmond Ridder or somebody they draft. But him and London doing good. Pitts wasn't doing nothing the first 2 weeks, so looking like they started getting on track a little bit last week. The Falcons defense still has a lot of holes to fill. I think the Browns can run all over them this week and get them. Give me the Browns 27-19.
All right, Carwin. Your Commanders are going to Dallas this week. Dallas are 3-point favorites. I think they beat the Commanders here, man. I think they have a nice little thing going on over there in Dallas. But one thing I don't like is that we're calling it a quarterback controversy. Dak's gonna play when he's healthy. This isn't gonna be a Colin Kaepernick situation and Alex Smith. Especially like Richard Sherman said, Dak is gonna be playing because he's getting paid a lot. You're gonna play the guys that get paid the most, so you get your money out of them. And that's how I feel like with Ezekiel Elliott. He's not the best running back on that team anymore. And he hasn't been the best running back on that team since he got paid. Tony Pollard's the best running back on that team. And I'm going to say it every freaking week. He should be starting on that team. Give me the Cowboys on this one. I can see this game being a 23-17 type of deal.
Yeah, Cowboys are going to win this game. Cooper Rush is 3-0 as a starting quarterback. They have a strong pass rush with Michael Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, and Washington's O-line sucks, quite frankly. Wentz is getting hit on his dropbacks almost every time.
9 sacks last week, right?
Was it? See, this unbelievable when I started him. So expect the Cowboys to get after Wentz this week. And he's just not going to have enough time in the pocket to deliver the plays he needs to make in Dallas with Elliott and Pollard and Lamb. I think they're going to be able to – and Washington's defense isn't anything to write home about, so Dallas can definitely get yards and get in the end zone against their defense in what I think is going to be a low-scoring game just because of Dallas's defense not being able to – give up too many points to Washington, so give me 23-13.
All right. This next one's very tricky because of injuries. The Seahawks are going to Detroit this weekend. I like the Lions in this game, but I don't know the status of Amara, Hawkinson, and Swift. From what I understand, Swift is not going to be playing. And then Amara and TJ are questionable right now. I like the Lions as far as their talent goes. Mm-hmm. But if you're missing all three of them, like Geno Smith and Coney should be able to take advantage of that. But for right now, if at least those pass catching guys can be healthy, I'll go with the Lions on this one. I can see it being a score of like 30-23. Mm-hmm. Considering both defenses are not good.
Yeah, looking into this matchup, I definitely had this game being high scoring as well just because of Lions defense being bad and Seahawks as well. But at the same time, Lions offense being very productive. And
the only team that had more touchdowns than Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, so, I mean, in large part to that with these guys of Swift and Amon-Ra. So, and Josh Reynolds is questionable too. But if you don't have Swift and Amon-Ra, don't – see the Lions pull. If the Lions do have them, then yeah, I think they pull this off for sure. But without them, I think that Geno with Metcalf and Lockett and Penny, I think they can take advantage of that and win by at least maybe 3 points. So
I agree.
I do expect the Seahawks to cover without those guys. So, but without them, I don't see the high scoring game anymore. So give me 21-20 Seahawks.
All right. We got an AFC South matchup going on. Both of these teams won against AFC West opponents. We have the Titans visiting the Colts. The Colts are 1-1-1. The Titans are 1-2. I think last week was a turning point for the Colts, and I think they're finally starting to figure things out a little bit. But I would not be surprised if the Titans won. But I'm going to give it to the Colts. They're 3.5 point favorites. I think they can cover the spread. I can see that game being a final of 23-16. I'll give it that. 23-16. I'm not a big fan of Tennessee's offense right now. They're not convincing me at all that they're a good team. Carwin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you
I
ready?
got the
All right.
Colts. Yeah, I got the Colts.
All right, my bad. So, yeah, both of these teams not getting off to the start as we would have expected, especially the Colts with the off-season move of Matt Ice and the Titans getting Henry back going after coming back from injury. Not having AJ Brown is definitely look like it's taking its toll on them. So we'll see if the Colts can take momentum from winning against the Chiefs last week into this game. And I do think that they can pull it off. So give me Colts. Give me Colts 24-16.
Okay. Next game I'm about to talk about is the least exciting game of the weekend.
Bears Giants.
Yes, good job. Yeah.
God, 16-13 Giants.
Whatever this game's gonna be, it's gonna be the under. I think the Giants will win this game. I think it'll be by a narrow margin. Both of these teams are so boring to watch. I'll root for my brothers, but Justin Fields is bad. He's bad. I don't know what the hell is going on. I get it. He's playing some bad weather this year, but come on, man. You get 65 yards against Houston. The fact that you got 65 yards total against anybody is bad. But Houston, you can't even throw for a buck 50.
I think Joe Burrow had more passing yards tonight than Fields has the whole season.
Well, Fields in his first three games, he doesn't even have 300 passing yards. Some guys get that in one game alone.
Yeah, for real. Come on, Fields. I mean, I don't know if some of it's the coaching staff or them trying to establish the run or what, but they need to see what they have in Fields, and either they need to find out now soon before they miss out on a good QB that comes out. They need to know as soon as possible. So stop being so conservative and let them try to use Mooney and Cole Kmet and see what he's got. Yeah, Khalil Herbert had a good game last week. Not taking anything away from that. That worked out for them last week, establishing a run. But that was the Texans. You're not going to have many games like that to where you're going to be able to win like that. So you have to, kind of unleash Fields and let him see what he can do because. It's not completely on Fields' fault, and I get that because I see that he's barely even exceeding 20 pass attempts a game. I don't even think he had 20 pass attempts last week, so you got to at least give Fields the opportunity to try and throw the ball there. So, yeah, give me Giants 16-13.
Yeah, I got Giants 20-17. Now this game might shock a lot of people. The Jaguars are playing the Eagles. The Eagles are 6.5 point favorites. The way Jacksonville is playing, I'm convinced that they can cover the spread. But I'm not gonna give it to them. I think Philadelphia comes on top. I think Jacksonville can probably hang in there within three quarters, but then Eagles will probably pull away, and I'll give the Eagles the final score on this one. I'll go 20. They're at home, so I think they can put up some points. I'll go 27-20 for the Eagles. I think they'll narrowly cover the spread.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a higher scoring game. The Eagles' offense has been really good with Jalen Hurts. It's seeming like he's up there with Lamar for MVP. Well, up there with Lamar for MVP, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith. Lawrence seems to be getting it clicking. Eagles at home, I think it's going to be 31-21 Eagles.
All right. Jets are playing the Steelers. Zach Wilson will play in his first game back.
Trash.
Steelers are hosting this game. I'll tell you what, if I have Garrett Wilson on my fantasy team, I'm a little bit worried now that Joe Flacco isn't the starting quarterback anymore. But yeah, give me the Steelers on this one. I can see this kind of being low scoring. I'll go 23-20. No, I think they'll cover the spread. I'll go 23-17.
Wow. This is the battle of the trash cans, and I do think that the smaller trash can, Trubisky, pulls it off against the Jets. He's coming back from injury. Expect him to have a slow start to the season. Not that him coming back from injury really means all that much. I think he would have lost regardless. Steelers still have a good defense. Still have some weapons to throw it to. I mean, they did pull off a win against the Bengals, even though I still don't believe in that. And I think the Bengals should have had that. But regardless, a win is a win. Can't take it away from them. So give me the Steelers 23-10.
Okay. Last year, this was a upset game. Chargers played the Texans. The Texans beat the Chargers last year.
And I picked the Texans to cover a 10.5 spread when they did play that game.
Yeah.
I mean, the Texans. I picked the Texans to cover 10.5 spread.
Yep. And they did. They covered all right. They freaking won the game. I think the Chargers, I don't know, man. Like, 5-point favorites. I thought that was a lock with Jacksonville last week. Houston might F around and win this game, man. Houston's been tough.
Yeah, for real.
But I'll give it to the Chargers for this one. I'll go 24-17.
Houston definitely, even though I don't see any playoff aspirations, they definitely have been fighting to the very end. They haven't been laying down or getting really beat up on. I think they're well coached by Lovie Smith. Davis Mills has been okay. I don't know if he's a franchise quarterback yet.
No,
I mean,
he's not.
he's still I mean, I think they still need some more pieces to throw to besides Cooks. But even
Nico
with
Collins.
yeah, but even without that, they're still doing okay, trying to get a run game going with the rookie.
They need Pierce.
Yeah, Herbert, I'm sure he's still a little banged up. Hopefully he can get Keenan Allen back this week. And if you're a fan of the Chargers, I'm sure you really want to see them win against this team, because if you can't see them beat the Texans, then you should be pretty concerned for any kind of playoff hopes that you have for the Chargers. So the Chargers better take care of business this week against the Texans. So give me Chargers 26-16.
All right, and then we got a slate of afternoon games that I cannot give two craps about. The Arizona Cardinals are visiting Carolina to play the Panthers. Panthers are favorites, I guess, because they're at home, but I think it comes down to the quarterbacks. Who's the better Oklahoma number one Heisman winning quarterback? As you got Kyler Murray, the first guy taken in 2019, versus Baker Mayfield, the first guy coming out in 20. Both coming out of Oklahoma. So, these two guys are very familiar with each other, Carwin. And Hollywood will be playing in this game. He's played with both quarterbacks at Oklahoma too. I'll go with the Cardinals on this one, just because I think Kyler Murray will be more of a threat in the passing game and in the run game. So give me the Cardinals on this one. I think they have more weapons. Hey, Greg Dortch has been a sleeper, man.
I just picked them up.
If you're in like a 16 team league, pick up Greg Dortch.
If
Or
he's
even a
still
14
available.
team, or even a 14 team, or a 14 team. He's available in a lot of 12 leagues, 12 person leagues.
Yeah.
But pick up Greg Dortch. But yeah, give me Cardinals. I'm going to go 23-17.
Yep, Panthers, they've been abysmal. Baker Mayfield's abysmal. Cardinals haven't been that much better, but I do think they're going to be a little less abysmal than the Panthers will, because I think Kyler Murray is better than Mayfield. Even without Hopkins, they got Brown throw to Ertz, Storch. McCaffrey hasn't practiced yet, so that's going to be a bad blow for already bad Panthers team. I think it's going to be low scoring, as neither one of these teams have really been putting up points, but Give me the Cardinals to win 21-16.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why Carolina's the favorite. Like, am I
oh, wait, they're favorite?
Yeah.
What's the spread?
1.5.
Oh.
I guess Arizona just doesn't get any love right now. I mean, I guess they could be 0-3 right now. They probably should be. Yeah. Here we got another snooze fest here. The Patriots play the Packers. I don't even know if Mac Jones is going to be playing this game. If he's not, it's going to be Brian Hoyer starting.
He's still there?
Yeah, Brian Hoyer, yeah. And I think they'd rather go with him than Jarrett Stidham. I don't even think Stidham's on that team anymore. I think he's with the Oakland or the Las Vegas Raiders now. But yeah, give me the Packers on this one. It's at Lambeau. It's a 425 CBS game. Shouldn't be there. It should be the Ravens and the Bills, but oh well. Give me the Packers on this one. I'll go with the final score of 23-17. I've been doing that score a lot today. I'm going to go 23-17. I think the Patriots will cover the 9.5 spread.
Yeah, give me Green Bay to win. Rodgers over whatever quarterback the Patriots play. A Jones, AJ, it looks like rookie him, Rodgers and the rookie Romeo Dubs are getting a connection there. I think he was the number one waiver wire ad this week. And thankfully, I already had him on my team before then because I saw the news that was coming out. But I still want to give it one more week before I take a chance and throw him in there just to see that, make sure it wasn't just a 1 week thing. And give me Green Bay 20-13. All right, now I'll say 20-15 Green Bay.
All right, Chiefs are playing the Buccaneers, a little Super Bowl rematch from a couple years ago. Carlin, have you read this game may not be played in Tampa, and if it's not played in Tampa,
yeah, Minneapolis.
Yes. Okay, you already know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for stealing my thunder.
You welcome anytime.
But yeah, I think the Chiefs will win this one. I just think the Buccaneers are a little too banged up right now. But Julio and Godwin can't go. I don't really have that much confidence in the Buccaneers. So give me the Chiefs on this one. I'll go 27-17.
26? Hey.
27-17 Chiefs.
Yeah. All right.
Assuming only one of those wide receivers play.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, give me the Chiefs. Give me the Chiefs as well. Tampa got it last time, so it's the Chiefs' turn. Tampa's offense, like Vincent said, is definitely banged up. Chiefs, they won't have Hill this time around, but not that it made a difference last time. So not like they'll do that much worse. So I think Mahomes is now proving, at least to me.
Are you talking about when Hill had 200 yards in the first quarter?
No, I'm talking about when they played each other in the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you remember in the regular season
game when –
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I was playing against him that game. That was a bad time. But what was I saying? Yeah, so I think at least, I don't know about all the other people, but at least to me, I think Mahomes is proven capable to be being able to play well without Hill. He still got Kelce there and a good coaching staff.
That was never my concern about Mahomes not being able to play with Tyreek Hill.
No, I didn't say you. I said
no,
I don't
no,
know.
No, 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 no. I'm saying a lot of people had that concern about Mahomes.
Yeah, I think he's proven capable that he can play without Hill. Still got Kelce there and a good coach and staff surrounding him. Juju's there. He's got a lot of other speedy playmakers that he can get the ball to. Edwards-Helaire is scoring touchdowns. So I think the Chiefs are going to be able to just put up more offensive points than Tampa will with really only no more than two reliable receivers with Russell and Mike Evans, because you just don't know if Julio or Godwin's going to be able to go, and if they do, how much you're going to get out of them. And they still don't have any – not getting any tight end production, which Brady's used to getting. So, yeah, he's really going to be looking for Mike Evans and Russell and try to get some dump-offs to Fournette probably. And Tampa's offense is just – it's got to get healthier before – I can really expect them to win the kind of games like this. So give me the Chiefs, 26-20.
All right. And then the last game of the week, the Monday night game. Not really looking forward to it. The Rams are playing the 49ers.
Cooper Kupp.
49ers are 1.5 point favorites. You remember last year when, or maybe the year before, when those teams played on Monday, and I believe the heavy favorite was the Rams, and the freaking 49ers just came out swinging.
Even
Do you
Cooper
remember
Kupp?
that? Like the
Nah,
49ers came out swinging on a Monday night.
don't remember.
Or a Sunday night, something like that. But anyway, I think the Rams are gonna win. I'll go with the final score of 23 to 20.
Nice. Yeah, I think the Rams can pull this off. Garoppolo is filling in for Trey Lance, who they thought was gonna take an extra step this year, but sadly he got hurt. So hopefully he has a speedy recovery. Garoppolo, he's been with that team for a while, so he knows the playbook pretty well, and he won't really take you that extra step offensively, but he does execute as well as he can in that system. I don't know if he's gonna have Kittle this week or not. Hopefully he will, because that'll be a boost for offense. Debo hasn't been exploding it this year like he was last year. They've been taking some injury to the running back spot. So give me the Rams in what I think will be a close game, because I don't think the Rams are gonna be that much better, because they're only really getting production out of Cooper Kupp. Sometimes Higbee, they were getting some out of Skowronek. Allen Robinson isn't, at least to me, hasn't been what people thought he could be with getting an upgrade at quarterback. He's just been catching a couple short touchdowns. He's not really getting it did in the catches and yardage department. Akers, he was in the doghouse for the first week. A lot of angry fantasy managers, including myself, were very disappointed in that. It seems like he's slowly but surely earning the trust back from McVay, as he had his best game yet of the season last year. I mean, last week, even though he did fumble, but they still managed to win the game. So hopefully that's not going to give him consequences like that. And I expect a strong showing from Akers again this week, and a strong connection from with Stafford and Kupp again. So give me the Rams 21-19.
Yeah, man, that's a good one. I guess I'll ask two more questions. Who's been your biggest fantasy disappointment, on your teams personally? Mine's Alvin Kamara by a long shot. Him and Aaron Rodgers are up there. Who's been your biggest disappointment?
I want to say Dalvin Cook, but he picked it up last week and he had an okay first game. So, and he was on his way to a really good game before he got hurt. So, I think he kind of like, gave me a little tad bit more reassurance with his performance last week. Not in the injury department, because that's still a tad bit worrisome, but from a production standpoint, I really needed to see that after his dud against the Eagles. So, instead, I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with Tom Brady, because I mean it's really hard to go that far without a consistent player from your quarterback, because they get the most points for the position, and not having a good quarterback in my most expensive league has really been hurting me, because I thought I found a better solution with Wentz that was short-lived, and I ended up getting less than 8 points from the quarterback's position last week, and that cost me a win. So I really need to. Granted, no, it's not all Brady's fault. These keep suffering these injuries at the wide receiver spot, but hopefully he gets some of them back and can give me that boost I need the quarterback spot this week.
All right. And who would you say has been like your most like pleasant surprise in fantasy for you?
Waddle easily, because I only got Waddle, and even though he's highly disappointed me tonight, It's been wild because, I mean, I didn't even just expect him to get me to the point to where I would even want to place a player prop on him to be disappointed at it, you know? Like, I thought it was going to be a heliocentric offense and that Waddle mainly benefited from being the only really good playmaker last year. But, I mean, it turns out it just gave him a boost in production. And the only team league I drafted Waddle in has really been a pleasant surprise, and he's shaping up to look like a really good bargain at this spot because I think I got him with my fifth or sixth spot. So, yeah, I got to go a Waddle.
I'm gonna
Who's
go
yours?
I'm gonna go the same position, and I'm it's
Saint Brown.
Yes, thank you.
I know
you
it.
Know me. You know me so well. I'm gonna go with Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like, I'm not surprised that he's playing this well. But what I am pleased with is that I could get him in the fifth and sixth round when he's really a guy that probably could have been taken in like the first, second round. And if he keeps doing what he's doing, he will be a guy that you will want to draft by the end of the second round next year. And then this will probably be the last year I have him if his ADP is at that point. St. Brown's been great. It just sucks that as soon as he talks shit, he gets injured and he doesn't break the record. It's my show. I'll do whatever I want. It's as soon as he talks shit about like the Redskins, excuse me, the Commanders organization for taking De'Ami Brown, who didn't record a catch, probably didn't even record a snap, in that game the Lions and Commanders played against each other. You know, he gets hurt and he doesn't get eight catches. He only finishes with six. So he'll have to start a new streak now. But yeah. I'm going to go with St. Brown's been my most pleasant surprise, not because he's doing well, but because of how well he's doing and where I got him drafted at and whatnot. Because all my other shit's been pretty disappointing with, like, whether if it's, Kamara or mainly Kamara, or, like, Najee Harris, who hasn't really been doing all that well, considering, like, he was, like, a projected, like, second-round pick. Yeah. My one team, I freaking love, though. The one I have, McCaffrey, Barkley, Kelsey, yeah. Michael Thomas. I just traded for Jalen Hurts. Like,
that's a great team. Yeah. Wait, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
I had something else I wanted to say, folks, but I forgot what it was going to be.
Yeah.
Did you ask me another question?
I did not, no.
Dang it.
I guess you wanted another question, huh?
Yeah, I'll take another. I can't remember what I was going to say. I feel like it was going to be important, too. Dang it, Vincent.
Which team is in the worst spot right now? Even though it's only the fourth weekend. Which team do you think is in the worst spot right now? Oh, I just realized, Carmen, I didn't go over a game.
What, you did? For real?
The Raiders and the Broncos. I got the Raiders winning and covering.
I got the Broncos, and boom. Thanks for giving me a team. The Raiders in a terrible spot. 0-3, making that big splash of a move with Devontae Adams. Best pals almost died together. And this is what you got to show for it. I got you on one of my teams, and this is what I get. You get Mac Hollins to get production over Devontae instead. Mac Hollins? Really?
Right. Mac Hollins is playing preseason games this year.
Right, come on now. So, I mean, that they're in a bad spot. Hunter Renfro's, he got hurt. Carr's not playing that well. I don't know if I brought this up to you or not last week, but this people got to stop with this New England tree. They all fail. They suck. Matt Patricia sucks, and so does Josh McDaniels. Just quit it. The only good one was Brian Flores. So, only guy that's good at being Bill Belichick is Bill Belichick himself. So, I mean, I saw that some people are calling for Josh McDaniels to be fired already. I mean, this is a disaster. You got too much offensive potential to. You got Devontae Adams, Renfro, Waller. I mean, come on now. You got arguably the best receiver in the game. And even though I don't think Wall is the best receiver in the game, I'm sure some people in Raider Nation may think that Wall is the best.
Adams?
Say what?
You said best receiver? You mean Adams?
Yeah, I said,
You keep saying Waller.
oh, did I? Yeah, so yeah, I got arguably the best receiver in the game, Devontae. And then I don't think so, but I'm sure some people in Raider Nation would arguably call Waller the best tight end in the game just because he's on their team. So, I mean, and sometimes he can make a case for it, even though I do still put Kelce and Andrews ahead of him. You know, he's no slouch. So you have two top guys their position on offense, and you're on three. And Josh Jacobs isn't bad. I don't know why it seems like every year, no matter what, who's coaching, just like doesn't want to make him a workhorse back. Like there was talks of them trading him. This, and I think he's a good quality running back. So, yeah, Raiders, they definitely, because I mean, it's not like this is a guaranteed win this week. If they start out 0-4, this is looking to be like quite the failure, and they need to get off McDaniels quickly and in a hurry. So, give me the Broncos. And the Broncos need to get it together too. They're lucky they got a good defense, or else they'd have no wins, Vincent. So give me the Broncos, 16-13.
Broncos country, let's ride. All right, Carlin, we're about to round the hour mark now. I think we'll pump the brakes here and call it a show. What do you think?
I mean, I got one more question for you.
Sure, I'll answer this one for you. And after this, we're gonna wrap it up.
Fine. Who do you think? Is need the biggest question mark at quarterback right now
The biggest question mark at quarterback?
that people thought was going to be good. Who do you think it is?
Well, I don't know if people thought this guy was going to be good, but I'm sure they had higher expectations for him. It's Justin Fields.
Really? I had no
Yeah.
expectations for him.
Well, I thought with the new coach, they would be better.
Got you. I got you.
I think another good answer would be Baker Mayfield.
Oh yeah. Yep. I mean,
Like
you got
that,
DJ Anderson, McCaffrey.
how do you have two top five picks from the same draft class playing in the same position on the same team when both of them can't even be on the field at the same time? Talking about Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, that's bad. That's bad. Not more so on the Panthers, but more so on the two players. You're taking first and third overall. And now you're both on the same team, and neither of you got drafted on that team. That's bad, man.
Yeah, Matt Rule's got to be my biggest hot seat. I know it's early, but it's him for me. So.
Yeah, but I'll give it to Fields because I feel like his expectations got a little bit higher. Like I'm sure they weren't expecting to win the NFC North this year, but the fact that you can't throw for 300 yards in three games total, he averages less than 100 yards a game passing. That's bad.
Yes.
That's bad.
And I'll give you
What
another coach that's on the fence is Ron Rivera. I mean, he's been there, what, 4 years? I think this is it. This is it. If he can't do nothing this year, that's it for him.
right, that's fair.
Right? Because I know you're a big Ron Rivera guy and all, but.
Right. He's not my favorite.
So, hate to break it to you. But yeah, but all right, Vince, I'll let you go ahead and eat your good stuff that you had in your fridge from earlier. I'll let you heat that up. And we'll run this back next week.
Running back next week. I'll probably get a couple guests on the show. We'll see.
Yeah. You really do some good stuff you're about to heat up?
Nah, man. I'm about to get some good sleep. That's about it.
Oh, good. You sound like you need it.
I do.
But.
So I've been trying to get off here. Thank you, Carwin, for joining the show and whatnot.
Wow.
We'll be back next week. Most likely dropping another episode next Friday.
Wow.
We might have other guests on the show and whatnot, and have some fun with everything.
All right, sounds good. All right, well, have a good one, Vincent. And guys, thanks for giving us these views. We really appreciate it. And let's keep blowing this up. So,
Yeah. All right.
night, guys.
Good night.